Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari. Happy Tuesday. Happy 2017. And I'm just amazed that we're actually here once again. It's been so long since we've done a show. I was just thinking about that as I was preparing for it. And I actually have more notes than I normally do. So we have lots and lots of stuff to catch up on. So let me know how you're doing. Give me a call. You can call in if you have a question or comment. And the number to call in is 347-215-9485. 347-215-9485. 9485. And today's show is all about taking your quantum leap with your parallel realities in 2017. As I was trying to sort out when we're actually going to start our shows again, and also what we're going to actually talk about, because we've done so many hundreds of episodes at this point, I kind of went into my meditation, and the word quantum leap came up once again. I actually, many, many moons ago, had a company named Quantum Leap, and had several different versions of, you know, that theme. And it's always been near and dear to my heart, I guess, because that's kind of, you know, the life of the entrepreneur, the life of the light worker. And quite frankly, with everything that's going on in the energy, and we're going to talk about that today in our little energetic State of the Union conversation, with everything going on, you really are more poised than ever to be able to have your own personal quantum leaps this year if you choose to do so. So whether you're looking for a first chance to do something or a second chance, maybe you had something, you know, fall apart in the past and you thought, well, I'm not going to get that opportunity ever again. That is actually, this is the year. We are in a 1 year. Last year, 2016, if you add the numbers side by side, 2016 added up to a 9 year, which was a year of ending, the year of turbulence, turmoil, and things that are no longer needed breaking away. So if you had, anything, job loss, any kind of moving of your home, whether it was a happy move or a move under duress, any kind of physical issues, anything that kept coming up from the past, relationships dropping away, this type of thing, it was a 9 year. So it was very hard for any of us to get through last year unscathed. And a lot of, obviously with the election and everything else, there's a lot of churn in the energy. And that's because not only are we personally in our personal lives having those endings, but energetically there's been a lot of endings that were going on as well. So we're going to get into that today. And we're going to also talk about some new directions that I'm taking and how I'm running things, because last year I thought, I was just counting before I got on the call, 9 courses, 8 courses. And then I did many, many, many rounds of private coaching, 8-week private coachings and certification courses, and then, of course, adding in all the readings. And it just became, it was like so over the top. And it started to, as I was, you know, at the end of the year, I took a month off. I took the entire month of December off and really thought about it and asked the guys, you know, what's our next direction? And the title, the Light Worker, Light Leaders Academy came to mind. And so as they downloaded to me what that would look like, I realized that where the direction we're going in now is to really find the leaders of the light. This is a time with all of this churn and you'll understand more by the end of the show what I mean, that the masses are waking up. If you're listening to this show, you're probably, you know, maybe you're a beginner and kind of new, but a lot of you who listen to the show have been on your spiritual path for many years, and, you know, you're in various stages of awakening or past the awakening phase and sort of in the trenches with your light work and leaders. So going from light workers to light leaders, and that's kind of where my direction is to work with leaders of leaders. Many of you are really meant to write books, to speak, to teach, to share these types of ideas, not just the ones that I'm teaching, but other, you know, energetic type work with the world. And in the past, you know, when I started a few decades ago, it was a fairly small community of us who were kind of in the trenches, you know, had our awakenings, what you call early awakenings. And the masses were still caught up in, you know, the materialism and everything of the world. It's not really on some sort of energetic evolution in their conscious mind. I mean, we're always on an energetic evolution, whether we're conscious of it or not. But as we have evolved over the last couple of decades, you start to see more and more that things are going mainstream. And it's not just energy work, you know, like things like Abraham, Esther Hicks coming forward with Abraham and it becoming so mainstream, you know, becoming best-selling authors. People like Doreen Virtue ending up on things like, you know, the Oprah Winfrey Show. And Oprah really did, of course, a huge service. Prior to Oprah, Shirley MacLaine, of course, did her major breakthrough work and starting to awaken the masses. And now what we have is somebody who's still asleep, which is kind of hard to me to still be asleep, but, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. But, and I'm also surrounded by other people who are already awakened or in their process, just because that's the nature of my world and my colleagues and my friends and even my family, well, somewhat, some parts of my family, some are not. But anyway, the masses are now figuring this out. And so when we have what we're seeing is like places like Whole Foods with organic foods, right? And people complaining about chemtrails and people really standing up in the political with the politics and the politics really ripping everything to shreds as we've known it in the past. All of this is a reason for all of this. There's a reason for all of this. And one of the big things is that the light leaders are now you guys are going to be seen as experts. You know, if you've been studying this stuff for, you know, a few years, there's going to be so many who need you to step up and need you to step into your work and need you to step into your brilliance. And whether that's you having your own show or writing a book or just simply, you know, being a great listener or being that voice of reason or helping someone sort of move towards the direction of seeing things from an energetic perspective and not just from a physical perspective. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, be Oprah or have a show like this or anything like that. But whatever it is that you feel led to, your light leadership is really, really needed in the world now. And you're going to see this tremendous cry for this information going forward into 2017 and beyond. So the Light Leaders Academy that was sort of downloaded to me has three levels. And my elite level actually is sold out. I started to pre-sell it last year. So we have my most advanced level. I actually have one spot because I had one last minute cancellation, if anybody's interested. It's for the most part sold out. And really what it is 8 weeks of private coaching one-on-one with me and then 4 group coaching calls, which is all about the light body and operating from your energetic body and working with others' light bodies and the light body of the earth. And it's very advanced work. So if you are very advanced, then definitely send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. And I'll send you information on that on the elite level of our program. But tomorrow I will be launching the gold and silver levels of the program. And this is actually going to be the gold level is 4 group coaching calls and 2 private sessions. And the silver level is just the group coaching calls. Those group coaching calls, those classes will be different information than what I'm doing in the elite level. But the information is all about parallel realities, all about these tools on how to take your quantum leap. That's what's going to be our first layer, because it's year-long, you know, programs. And you can choose to stay on for the full year. You can choose, you know, pick and choose as you want as you go up. But anyway, this first 4 weeks is going to be focused on your quantum leap, on you picking your project and using the tools of multidimensional manifesting, of parallel realities, to get yourself on track for the year. So it's really about getting your project really underway with my help, whether you're going to take the gold, whether you have 2 private coachings or not. This is really going to help you to accelerate and get very clear on what it is you desire, and to help you to harness the new energy that's here, because the new energy that's here is much faster than ever before, and certainly faster than last year. So your ability to shift into parallels and to sort of get much closer to what I call instant manifestation is much higher now. And so it's also super, super important that you take full responsibility for yourself, because manifesting power now, your body and the grid are all in place, meaning that we had a whole new energetic grid that kind of laid in around 2012. And then we had a couple of years of integration with that grid, and everybody's kind of going like, wee, you know. And then we had our bodies in the last year, 2 years, have been kind of energetically retrofitted. That's the words that my guides have been using, have been energetically retrofitted to work with this new energetic grid. So, you know, it's kind of like the cell phone and the tower. First you build the tower, then you build the phone, or do you build the phone, then you build the tower? Well, they did the infrastructure of the grid first, and then you have your bodies have been retrofitted. So if you have been feeling, like especially last year, more anxiety, hypersensitivity, sensitivity to foods that you hadn't been sensitive to before, prophetic dreams, lucid dreaming, much higher rate of intuition, being able to finish your loved one's sentences, anticipating outcomes that, you know, all of a sudden do happen, more understanding and a feeling of connection with the weather, with the earth, with the trees, with the animals, with the critters, greater sensitivity. And I say that a couple of times, greater sensitivity, because sensitivity in the sense of empathy for others. This is all letting you know of your body being retrofitted to this new energy. And what happens from there is that if you don't know how to use it, it can create some chaos, because now one of the other things that happens with this new energy and this new grid and your body being retrofitted, so you're turning on engines that you've all had sort of dormant, but now these engines are available, okay? Before they were lying dormant, now they're available. And so, it's kind of like being given that V8 engine or that, you know, V12 engine, but not necessarily getting the instruction manual, but everything's changed, and then you're supposed to just operate, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like bumper cars, you know, people are like kind of crashing all over the place. So if you have been experiencing that, then you are definitely in a higher level of awareness that things have shifted. And actually what's really exciting now is that we have the opportunity to put it all together and actually use it, because now we're in a 1 year. So instead of it necessarily breaking things down, it's going to start to rebuild. It's going to start to build you up, but much faster than in the past. So some people say to me, oh, well, I know law of attraction. I have vision boards. That's good enough. No, it's not. That is prehistoric now for what manifesting is becoming, especially this year and beyond, and going forward, because we didn't have the energetic grid and our bodies retrofitted together at the same time. So there's definitely some highly refined skills that are available, and necessary now. And that's what this Light Leaders Academy is going to be focusing on in the silver and gold level. In the elite level and higher level, it's all about the light body and animals. A light body is the energetic version of you, and it requires, and we all have it, it's kind of our higher self, but it's also the kind of the energetic aspect of us. And it requires, it actually gives us another layer of communication abilities, both with each other at light bodies and with the light body of the Earth and the light body of other galaxies, other planetary, you know, interactive planetary connections. There's a certain way we need to care and feed our light bodies. There's ways that we communicate with our light bodies. There's ways that we fortify our light bodies. And then also it includes like channeling and all that kind of thing, so that, let's say, you're writing a book or you're coming up with new projects and you want downloads. Like I last week didn't even have these silver and gold layers of this program, because it hadn't been downloaded to me yet. I felt really, really antsy because I knew something was going to start to download because I could feel it. But it wasn't quite there. You know, I could feel it. I could almost see shadows of it, but I couldn't see the whole thing. And then, you know, of course, like 2 days, boom, there it is. And I mean, it's just like I took my notebook and the whole thing just layered it right out. That's channeling, right? So, and pretty much everything I teach is channeled. So I usually teach things only one time. I know people write to me and say, okay, well, I'll try. Maybe I'll do it the next time you run it. Generally, I don't run anything twice because everything is channeled. So things build, you know, one on the other, just because that's the way the information comes in and because the grid shifts. So your capacity shifts, and so that's why the information shifts, and that's why I don't teach anything twice. You'll see me more than likely go level 1, 2, 3, 4 like that, then repeat level 1 over again because it doesn't say the same. So in any event, Light Leaders tomorrow, I didn't even get a website up for this thing yet, but tomorrow I'll be sending out an email. And so if you're not already on our list, you can go to theahaway.com and get on our list, and you'll get that email in your inbox, and I'll have all the information on the silver and gold level. Again, if you want the elite level, send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com, and I'll send you information about that. But so tomorrow registration starts. Now, the first class of Light Leaders starts January 25th. But I'm going to include a second course in with this for kind of like a bonus, you know, New Year's 2017 thing. And that is our 14-day clearing with your parallel. So it's a 14-day clearing course, and it's an audio course. And it's complete. I have, you know, all the recordings. It's 3 recordings. It's very simple to do, but it's extremely powerful. And between now when you register and when we start on the 25th, what I want you to do is that clearing work. Okay, so you're going to get a course you can start off with right this week to get rid of anything, any residue from last year, so that when we get started on your projects in the Quantum Leap course on January 25th, you're nice and clear. You're ready. Okay? So I had my advanced folks do that course, the 14-day parallel course, clearing course in the fall, and it was so amazing and powerful. I personally did it myself, and then I turned it into a course, and it's amazing how once we did the clearing, some of the stuff didn't come back. It really is simple, but very, very powerful. I'm using that word way too much. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about that later at the end of the show, but I just wanted to bring it up front so you can have that in your mind kind of percolating as we talk about our little energetic state of the union address. And also, I see Sam is putting folks' names here in the queue for asking questions later. So I know I gave the number before, but I'll give it one more time as I get into the bigger content. What time? Oh, my gosh, I talked for 20 minutes already. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, 347-215-9485 is the number. Okay. So a few things. First of all, we always talk about the energy and what the energy is doing. We had, at the end of a 9-year and that election, which seems to just never end with all the drama. We had Mercury in retrograde, things retrograding actually, but Mercury being the main one for those 3 weeks of Christmas up until, yesterday? 2 days? What's today? Okay, so up until, day before yesterday, we had Mercury in retrograde. So now it's not like retrograding anymore. But what's nice is that we started a 1 year, and on Sunday, all of the planets went direct. So meaning that there's nothing retrograding, which is almost never happened. So what we have is a kind of a better time than ever to take your quantum leap. You have more energy going in the right direction than you have in, a really long time. So don't ignore this time. Don't ignore it. But also recognize that when you have this much power under your little feet, that if you are negative, if you are pessimistic, if you are spinning and reeling and stressing, it's going to amplify tremendously, more so than before. So if you're feeling like, oh, it's feeling a little anxiety, but oh my goodness, it's like, it's feeling bigger. Yeah, it's feeling bigger because the grid is stronger and more powerful. So less is more. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that when you're working with this energy, you don't have to try so hard to make things happen. You don't have to have big flare-ups of determination and energy. It's more refined energy, more efficient energy that we're going to be using on this. And you have the planets working in your favor. So you have January, you have a 1 year, you have the planets going direct. No excuses, Get your notebook out. Write down what it is that you are looking to accomplish, and then start to focus on that, move forward with that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some structural things. I got a few emails of people asking about what this all the absolute massive levels of drama in the United States took a month off. It was actually something I've always planned in my business. My goal in my business was to someday be able to take the month of December off and the month of August off, just as part of my own personal self-care. And this year, I took the month of December off, and I went part of that time, and I went and I went to all of my own teachers, and I met with some really amazing people. I made a point to meet with them in person, and both on the East Coast in New York and New Jersey, and then here on the West Coast in Los Angeles, and in San Diego. And what I wanted to do, and a lot of them are channels, and some of them channel galactic beings, and my mystery school, the priestess in the mystery school, all different people, and Kabbalah teachers. I really made the rounds because I hadn't done that in a while. And as you guys, as leaders of leaders, should always know that you should always continue your own learning. It is to be of high integrity for your students, and it's also for your own personal evolution, because nothing ever stays the same. So anyway, I went around to my teachers, and questions you guys asked me, like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is this? I know what I'm perceiving. But again, my anxiety level was super high because I'm finely tuned, very sensitive, and there was a tremendous amount of escalation going on as we were having a tremendous amount of things breaking down, right, like the entire U.S. government. So and the more that we see cabinet appointments and everything else, we're seeing more and more things with the threat of being destroyed or broken down. And so people are like, but why? Why is it that, it seems like every single aspect is being attacked as opposed to supported and progress and move forward? And the threats, what I was looking for amongst my teachers, all 5-6 of them, was the things that kind of they all said the same thing. You know what I mean? So like, some they're coming from different perspectives and different genres kind of things. So some things you're going to, they're going to talk in this language versus that language. But what I was looking for was the commonalities. And then that was going to be the path that I followed. What was really fascinating, probably for the first time in the 20 years I've been studying with all these people, is they all said the same thing. And that was very, very cool. It was like, whoa, you know, they all said the same thing. And one of the things that was very important to remember was that everything is ramped up, amped up, and faster than it's ever been before. And that we have to really, really, really manage our fear, manage our focus, and manage how we communicate. And when I say manage our focus, it is very easy to get caught up in the dramatics of what's going on, you know, whether you agree, disagree, or whatever. And it's very easy to very much stand in the state of resistance. I was never one to watch the news. If you listen to really, really old shows of the show, you will hear me saying, you know, but back like in 2009, don't watch the news, you know, stay away from that, keep your vibration pure and clean and all that. And, of course, that's shifted now because it's there's so much volatility and there's so much unprecedented threats and things like that that we have not seen before that it is important to watch and keep an eye of what's going on. But you have to watch it as a light being, not as a well, being someone without mess. You have to watch what you're watching as a light being. And what that means is you watch from a state of objectivity. Understanding this is what came across the board is that the old infrastructures are breaking down. So you have two vantage points. Okay, I'm giving you the simplicity. This is actually the basics of the Light Leaders Academy work, but I'm going to give you a little, you know, some sample of it. So we have our physical self, bone, bristle, muscle, you know, and we have our energetic self, two aspects, okay? And our energetic self is very far-reaching, interconnected, and our physical self obviously, you know, extends to our own personal body. They are supposed to work in tandem with each other because your energetic self and your physical self is part of your energetic self. Most of us see those two things as separate. We see our higher self, our energetic self, as this thing we have to go and find, get to communicate with, go to church for, go to a mosque, go to a temple or a meditation garden. We have to get into some sort of fancy jargon. We have to create, you know, all kinds of things to be able to connect to this being. We have to get their favor. We have to get that higher self to listen to us, to give us what we want, to console us, to, you know, make our wishes and dreams come true. And we often treat that higher self as a parent, as a parental figure. And we assume that if we are not getting what we want, we're being taught a lesson, or we're being shown, you know, a punishment, or we are getting karma. You know, I can't stand the way people use the word karma and, you know, all that a lot of times, which is just like a, you know, fancy word for revenge. And it's really not that. And so we have our higher self and our physical self. And we kind of, without really understanding it, we kind of toggle back and forth between which one we lead with, okay? So if you're going to, you know, take a step, go walk across the room, you could lead with your right foot or you could lead with your left foot. Most of the time, you lead, if you're right-handed, you'll lead with your right foot. If you're left-handed, you'll lead with your left foot. It's, you know, it's kind of simple. But a leading foot, right? You step forward with one foot. So when we're talking about our physical bodies and our energetic versus our energetic selves, we can make a choice as to what we lead with when we perceive our world. Most people don't even think about the higher self unless they're listening to my show or reading a spiritual book or, you know, trying to get an angel reading, or they pull out their angel cards and hope maybe those angels will help them figure out whether this guy's going to text them or not, all that kind of stuff. But as you get more advanced, and now you have to get more advanced because the way it really works is that you're always leading with your energetic self first, okay? And your physical self follows along. Your energetic self also, it kind of takes the requests from your physical self and it upgrades them. And it also operates in what we call parallels. So it operates as many aspects of us, this whole catalog of our lives are seen by scene by scene by scene, and you get to choose which version of you you want to operate in at which time. your energetic self knows the existence of every single one of those parallels, and it can offer suggestions via your intuition, via synchronicities, quote, you know, coincidences, unquote, via what we call light messengers. That's another thing we'll talk about in the Light Leaders Academy, which is like messengers coming to you with helpful information, via channeling, via your dreams, all that. Your higher self has a huge carpet bag, like Mary Poppins, of opportunities, of, you know, solutions and all that. Your physical self expands the energetic self. A lot of people kind of bastardize their physical self. Oh, you know, I just want to be in the energy. I hear some like elitist spiritual people. Oh, I don't deal with the physical people. I only like to be in the energy, in the energy. Well, then why'd you bother coming? You know, like, what are you doing here? This doesn't make any sense. If they go hand in hand, but you don't have to disown your energy, your physical self. You don't have to disown your carnal pleasures. Okay. The whole point is that you came here to have those carnal pleasures. You know, people say, oh, I don't believe in money and I don't believe in having a nice house and cars because, you know, I just want the basics. Why? You know, why? There's a zillion things out there for you have, you know, to get. Why put a judgment on it, on physicality, when that's the whole point of coming? You know, and so it's not a matter of either or. It's a matter of and. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out, you know, have every material thing known to man. But what I'm saying is that if it's all available to you anyway, why not participate in the things that make your heart sick? You know, because a lot of people feel that in order to be spiritual, they have to deny. That's part of the old system. And it was created by religious leaders who wanted power over the masses. So, you know, you wanting more stuff and it would give you more money, right, more power, and you more less likely to listen to that. So, of course, it's written in, oh, you know, poverty is sacred. No, it's not. They weren't. If you look at any religious leaders who are you know, at the top of any church, temple, whatever, they're all wealthy. They all have a lot of stuff. Even if the congregation is paying for it, you know, they're not sitting homeless helping all of you. They're sitting in a house with a church bought or whatever, you know. So material things are not unsacred. What's unsacred is when you focus on that to the demise of others, right, to the demise of the earth and et cetera, et cetera. So we're not going to get into that because it's not really about a morality conversation here. But what it is about an integration, okay, and that's what 2017 and going forward is. It's about integration of your energetic self with your physical world, okay? And this is not about kind of our parental way of trying to manifest things where we're trying to do a recipe. Manifestation kind of has its own evolution. Start out with just, you know, prayer, and will God give me this thing? If I'm good, then, you know, I go to church on Sundays, I'll get this thing. But then it evolved into creative visualization. If I just concentrate, the universe will bring me this thing. And, you know, if I have to be perfect, so then I've still that parental energy. And then we got more into the manifesting stuff and doing that kind of, you know, creating and visualizing and all that. And so, you know, we've had this evolution. But now what we're seeing is that with parallel realities, with the parallel world, everything you want already exists. So instead of trying to create anything, what you're really doing is choosing the parallel where you already have it. So even what I'm saying, you know, becoming more energetically centric, right, becoming a light leader, there's a parallel where you're already a light leader. So it's not a matter of you sitting there right now saying, okay, Mari says that I have to be a light leader. How do I do that? Okay, let me take some notes. How do I change myself? We're not changing you. We're choosing you, choosing another version. Okay, I'm saying that if you want to have a good time during all these changes on our beautiful planet Earth, even with sometimes very scary looking things on the horizon, choose the version of you that's the light leader, choose the version of you that is integrated energetically and physically, so that you get access to these abilities, your intuitive abilities, your channeling abilities, your ability to heal yourself, self-healing, your ability to shape-shift, your ability to stop time, to move time, your ability to shape your world from an energetic perspective, your ability to live from your light body with other in conjunction with others' light bodies, your ability to be able to interpret other languages, energetic languages, the languages of the trees, the languages of the animals, the languages of other people, okay, of other civilizations. All of this exists. All of this exists, and it's a new world, okay, and we're stepping into that new world. Now, if you orient from the old-fashioned way of just your physical mind and your mental faculties and your intellect and your logic, you will get caught up in CNN. Okay, you'll get caught up with the pundits, you get caught up with the analysis, you'll get caught up in the drama, and you get caught up in these horrible looking potential or worst case scenarios and the volatility of what's going on. What you're seeing playing out on a world stage in our quote physical world, okay, and every country is affected by it in some way, shape, or form, is a releasing of the old infrastructure. And so what has to happen is everything that's wrong has to flare up and come to consciousness. It cannot be changed if we're not conscious of it. You cannot change what you do not measure. Okay? You cannot change, do not measure. So if you don't know it exists in your mental mind, it cannot be changed and shifted. So in order to let go of the old grid, the physical aspects of the old grid, it has to basically be blown up. And I'm not talking about physical bombs. I'm talking about what we saw with our election, what you see with our values, with our morals. Everything is coming into this question. Everything is coming into the spotlight. I was talking about this to someone the other day and saying, you know, well, we had 9/11, and I'm an East Coaster, as you all know, from New York originally. I happened to be in D.C. on the day of 9/11. Many of you have heard me tell that story. But it was an East Coast thing. It was worldwide and everything. But the people in California were like, oh, wow, that's deep. Okay, time to go surfing. And it was like, but in New York, it was like Armageddon, right? Because it was on home soil. There was a building that collapsed, two really big ones, you know. There were hundreds of people that died. This whole thing, right? So it was a massive issue on the East Coast. On the West Coast, not so much because it wasn't relevant. It wasn't right there. So you could put up a wall, right? And that's what we look at when we look at tsunamis, when we look at earthquakes, when we look at the wildfires, when we look at the floods, when we look at all these different things. The first thing you do when you see tragedy somewhere else is, how does it affect? Is it here? I know they had a tsunami in Chile. Is it going to hit Southern California? Did you figure out? No? It's like, oh, those poor people. I'm sending them love and thoughts for their family and their loved ones. Okay? But there's a distance, right? There's a distancing. So that means that if there's a distancing, you might send some money to the Red Cross if it's really one of those things that gets you or whatever. But if you can distance yourself, you move on with the rest of your day. You know, you can shake your head, you can point fingers at, oh, they should have never, oh, they didn't, FEMA didn't show up, or whatever, and you can pontificate about it, but you're not up, right? Well, that doesn't create global evolution. What that creates is spectatorship. And one piece of that, whoever's involved in that tragedy is going through some sort of evolutionary, the ones watching it, witnessing it, you know, are observed spectatorship. With what's happening in the election, with the election that seems to never end, because it is every day is more dramatic and more horrible than the last, is that no one can hide. And this is what was really fascinating, because first it seemed like it was a Mexican problem. Oh, he's after the Mexicans. Oh, we're going to build a wall. Then it was a Muslim problem. Oh, we're going to get rid of all. Okay, there. All right. You know what? I'm not Muslim. I'm not Mexican. All right, whatever. Oh, then it's the black lives. Black lives don't matter. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not black. That's good. Okay, fine. You know. Then we got to the grabbing of the genitalia of the women. And then it's like, oh, well, there's a lot of them. You know what I mean? well, that, well, I don't know that. That sucked. And but then it moved on into this the people with disabilities, and oh, that's not me. Oh, you know. And, but it started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it's, you know, we're going to take down the education system. Now we're going to get rid of all the health care. Now we're going to, you know, we don't care about the environment. And it went, and now, you know, then there's the corruption with Russia. Then there's the corruption of the banking system. Then I don't care who you are or what you are. Even my cats have something to be concerned about with this situation, okay? Because every fabric of society is being affected. It's being targeted. And that's not because of one politician. It's because the infrastructure of the grid flows through every single thing that's in physicality. So the infrastructure of the grid has changed. The grid is all new. That means that there's an old grid, an old set of structures that needs to be let go. And because this is a universal, multidimensional, interplanetary shift, every piece of our world is affected, everything. And that's why it feels so, like, almost suffocating, like, oh, my God. You know, because now you can't just say, oh, that's them over there. Because some piece of this all of a sudden hits you between the eyes and says, oh, huh, that's me. Oh, like that, you know. So this is why it's so important to, number one, recognize this so that, number one, you don't start to panic, which is very easy to panic, but that you start to see it from having both perspectives. Instead of just seeing it from the physical perspective, which it's very legitimate to have your adrenaline going crazy, your cortisol going crazy, and panic, you know, feeling very reactionary, because that's what your mental mind does. So danger, danger, oh my gosh, this is not right, this is not normal. Or even if you just juxtapositioning it to what you already know, which is what the mental mind does. But from an energetic perspective, there's a lot to actually celebrate. Because if you know the skills that we're going to be doing in the Light Leaders Academy, and what we've done, so you guys already have skills, you know. When you have all of those skills, your parallel realities, your multidimensional manifesting skills, your channeling skills, your intuitive skills, now you've got a whole big shopping mall of opportunity that many of the masses don't even know exists. And you have your operating manual already very well filled in on how to get through all of this and come out actually doing much better. Because as all of this, you know, remember, we cannot change what we don't measure. So as all this ugly stuff comes up and we start to realize who we've been walking amongst and the level of corruption we've been under, and what can actually really happen with technology and how our technology is really can be our greatest gift and our biggest curse, right? We're learning all of this. So this is all part of the out with the old and in with the new. Now we got all, we finished the out with the old part in one way, right, because we got to the 9 year. Now continue. However, what we didn't have last year that we have this year is the in with the new part, okay, in the level that we do. So the energy coming in now, And it meaning people like myself being willing to go out on the line and say, okay, we're going to do a whole academy on how the operating manual of how to move forward in this energy in a happy, joyful, expressive, expansive way, in full consciousness, and really accelerate and maximize what we have here, because we've been waiting for centuries for this, for eons for this. This is a time when old souls like yourself came back for it. This is the part we were waiting for. And this is the operating manual for it. People like myself are willing to do this because we have the energy to do it and we have the number of people who require it, right? So that also is you. If you're listening to this, you have some sort of task ahead of you, okay, in a way that's going to enhance the expansion of our consciousness to allow the old stuff to move away. One of the key things that's important to recognize is that you don't need every single thing with resistance, okay? So here's one of the tools that I was talking about when I was writing the description. Here's something you can do now, is that as you're watching the television, as you're watching your Facebook feeds, as you're watching wherever you watched and you gather your information, there's a lot of roles, a lot of people with a lot of different roles. Every soul group has different roles. There are soul groups of protesters who are here to protest. That's what they're there to do. They're there to stand in resistance. It's part of the overall releasing of the old infrastructure. That's what has to happen. Okay? You evaluate whether that feels right for you. If it feels expansive for you to do that, it feels expressive, expansive, and it feels like an attraction, like a real pull, then by all means, go ahead and do it. If you, on the other hand, are part of the group that feels like, things are, we should just give all of this a chance and things are, looking up and all that kind of stuff, you're in a soul group that's meant for that as well. So go ahead. That's what you feel, then go ahead, by all means. Invest in that. Wherever you're feeling personally sort of that PowerPoint from, that's what you should follow. That's part of your purpose. But if you get stressed out listening to this and listening to that and going kind of being pulled in all directions of the media, they go on sort of a morality crusade and then, we're all going to die from the missiles from North Korea crusade and then, the environment's going to blow up and the global warming and we're going to all melt like the glaciers crusade. You can't handle all of it. The Dakota pipeline if you're caught up in all of that and you're not listening to your energy, you can really stand in a place of resistance. And that place of resistance then stops everything from moving forward in your world, okay? So what you want to do, instead of trying to fix everything in a, seeing yourself as living in this fixed world with all these fixed things and there's nothing I can do, because that's something that I hear often, and I sometimes feel it myself when I'm only orienting for my physical self, and that happens, and you feel the sense of helplessness and I can't do anything. This is all happening to us. We're all victims. No, the first thing you can do is switch parallels into an easier parallel. And I know that one of the things I ask my teachers is, if I'm switching parallels, how come this all turned out like this? Why would I pick a parallel that looks like this? And they're saying, this is one of those things where the entire intergalactic planetary systems are evolving. There's a big, huge evolutionary shift. So it's not a matter of just getting an end result. It's a matter of the process of getting to that kind of end result. You're learning along the way. You're learning, how to choose your parallels, your energy, and all that type of thing. So as you're stepping into this new parallel where things are greater ease, what I found was that on the days where I was saying, okay, I'm stepping through the parallel where I'm feeling a sense of connection, a sense of ease, an expansiveness, of orienting for my energetic self, I noticed that the headlines in the news would be softer. It would be a little softening, somebody came up with an idea to fix this, or something wasn't as bad as that, or they found something was actually a lie, or that story wasn't true. Softer headline, just slightly. And I said, now I'm in a parallel where I felt my energy kind of lift a little bit. Then on the days when I'm standing in resistance, which is the point of what I'm trying to make with you, where I'm like, oh my God, it got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, And then China's losing their mind, and this one's shooting a missile, and that one's practicing to shoot the missile. And you're like, we're going to die. So first things first, do your best to observe from as much of a neutral state as you can and say, wow, look at that playing itself out, as opposed to, oh, my God, we're all going to die. Okay, look at that playing itself out. Say I shift into my energetic, from my energetic perspective, my higher self can see everything, can see the future, the past, not that those things exist, but can see all the different options, all the different parallels, and it can bring me wisdom and bring me next steps. Okay, and you can ask your higher self, please bring me my next steps, bring me the wisdom that I need to get to today, bring me the wisdom that's going to make my heart sing. What can I do right now that will make my heart sing, that will be of service or of contribution to others? What's my forward step in the light? You can say, what's my forward step in the light, to help you to sort of stay oriented in that energetic space. Okay, so very, very powerful time that we have, okay? Very, very powerful time. And if you can start to connect energetic self, your leader, as opposed to your physical world, the leader, where you just sort of pick up energy as a hobby when you can, but the reality is the physical stuff that's going on around me. Remember, your circumstances are just a readout of what's happening within your own consciousness, within your state of being. So if you're in a bad mood, your day is going to roll out looking like that. If you're in a more stabilized zone and you're in a more open and more in communication as your energetic self, you'll see things yielding in that direction. Okay, that really is that cause and effect. Okay, very, very important. All right, I'm going to stop here and see that we have some questions. So, Sam, I know that you've been waiting patiently. If you're ready. Okay. So the first question we will take is from, and if you're listening on the line, hopefully you're still on, we're going to take Carla from Illinois. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I
Hello.
Can.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Oh, okay, great. What I wanted to ask was, when you're switching into a parallel reality, I keep hearing the word about focus your attention there, but do you do that all day when you're in you lived on the East Coast and then you moved to the West Coast? Did you every day, okay, what am I doing now on the West Coast? I'm going to go to a new restaurant. How do you keep your focus in the new reality?
Okay.
Or new parallel?
Excellent
yeah.
question. Oh, I like you.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. Thank you for the topic-related question. Okay, so there's two things that you can do. The first is when I was on the East Coast, and I would, even throughout my entire day, I would, as far as I was concerned, even though I was on the East Coast in my East Coast house and doing my East Coast things, shower in my new house on the West Coast, I was driving down the highway on the West, you know, the Garden State Parkway was now the 5, right?
Right.
And so, yes, you can do that. You can do it that way. Now, what I would suggest, though, is that you don't get so disenfranchised from your current space that you feel disoriented. Right? Because it's going to be things that are working in your, you know, like let's say you're still on the East Coast and you want to go to the West Coast. There's going to be things, and remember when you're doing this work, and this is something that people don't tell you because they want to sell courses and stuff, but part of manifesting is the out with the old. Right? So what you'll find is that as you start to shift and, you know, living from that new place, you'll start to find that certain things in your current world will start to drop away. So sometimes people, the job will go away or relationship will start to break down or, you know, I know these things around the house start to break, you know.
Yes, right.
Because they didn't want to go on the moving van. They wanted to stay there, you know.
Right, I understand that, yes.
Yeah. Right. So there's one other thing I will offer you, and this helped me tremendously. And this is something that you guys can do, everybody listening can do when you're looking to move into a new version of you. And that is when you go into an alignment session or meditation session or visualizing session, what you want to do, and this is I think is one of the key things that I did that every time I did it, I would see a big leap forward in my process of getting from point A to point B. I would go to the beach and I would sit on a rock, and as I was meditating, I would see myself in Southern California meditating looking back at New Jersey. Even though I was sitting in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore looking, I actually took my phone compass and I pointed myself southwest towards Southern California. And I would, even though my back was to the water at the beach, I was facing Southern California, from the Jersey Shore. And when I meditated, I started to envision myself meditating from the California shores, looking back at New Jersey, looking back at my old parallel. Okay. I didn't at the time know anything about parallel because that hadn't been downloaded to me yet because that was like 4 years ago. But that particular configuration, what it did was, I didn't know these words then, but I know now, I was literally putting myself in the parallel where I was already there. and looking back at my old life.
Remember, that makes sense.
When you step into a parallel, even though maybe nothing has changed yet to give you evidence of the new parallel, you are already in the new parallel. Because people say, well, how do I stay in it? You're already in it. It's just starting to download. So it's buying an app on a phone.
Yeah, right.
Where you press the button and you say, yes, I want this thing, and then it has to start to or upload.
Right.
So you can't use the app. You know what the app looks like. You know what it's going to do. But you can't use it until it's fully loaded in.
It's loaded.
That's
how
parallels work. But as soon as you
pick
this is the parallel for me, it's like buying that app. You're saying yes to buying the app.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Does that help?
So much. I appreciate that. Oh, thank you very much.
You are so welcome, Carl. You have a great night. Thanks so much for calling with such a good question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay, bye-bye. All right, so next we have Nan in Connecticut. Hi, Nan.
Oh.
Is she there? Oh, yep, there you are.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello. How are you?
Okay,
hello.
Great. I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm here.
I can hear you. What's your question?
My question is, and I was phrasing this for like all light workers, but maybe the question is about just me. But my question is, are you saying, because what I heard you say was you can't correct what you're not measuring and what you have not identified. So I'm saying one of my major defenses in navigating this life is to deny evil in people. Like, the dichotomy of dangerous versus safe in life is something I can do, but I look for the light in people, and I separate their behavior from who they are, and I look to amplify the light. What you put your energy on amplifies. So my question is, like, do I need to begin to understand evil and somehow from there be able to measure it and deal with what is coming out?
You know, that's an interesting question, and good for you for thinking in that deep way. See, you're one of those advanced people. And, you know, it's funny because when I was studying with Doreen Virtue, Doreen, especially, you know, 12, 13 years ago when I started with her, everything was love and light, the fairies and everything sparkling and the angels and the wings flapping and everybody singing to each other and wands and mermaid gowns and all the stuff. And then I hit the mystery school and they were like, it's all evil. We need the exorcist. You know, it's like, here come the galactics and they're going to tear, you know, in 2012, we're all going to blow up. And you're like, my God, really? There's that much.
I know.
And so I didn't feel particularly comfortable in either space because for me, that wasn't where my energetic orientation was coming from. But it is important, I think, to know that, yes, there is heavy, I don't want to say evil, but heavy energies out there who are invested in the light not progressing because that keeps us not progressing, right? So you see some of that popping up right now politically, right? Let's keep things the same.
I'm with you on following the news now. That happened to me too. So I'm just like all about the news now. But I have people
on both sides watching the news.
The witch hunting, the demonizing. I have people on opposite sides who are my friends, whom I know to be good people, and they are light workers, okay? So, like, some of them, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're on both sides trying to demonize one or the other. But I'm in the middle. I know who they're talking about, and that is not what I see. You know what I mean? So that's my question. It's like all these people are now trying to figure out who's evil, which one's the evil one. You know, they were
witch hunting.
I don't think
it's something that needs to be figured out. It's putting yourself into a parallel where it's all resolved. It's not a matter, because you're really not fixing anything. You're choosing parallels with various characteristics. So from your perspective, you're going to spend a lot of time spinning your wheels trying to get everybody to get on board in the same direction. That's not really what it's meant to do. Those people are meant to churn things because as they churn, stuff is being released from the earth. That's one of the reasons why we're having all the fires and these heavy snowstorms, because you see the earth is purging. So how does the infrastructure, let's say you're in New York City, and you got to take down a building because you're going to put up another building. So you demo the first building. You don't have trucks to come in and take rid of the rubble, take out the rubble, right? So as we are energetically demoing the old infrastructure, then part of that rubble that we see is the politicians and all that, and part of it is things like, and it has to dissolve. So energetically it dissolves through fires, through earthquakes, you know, through and what right, through the earth purging. Dealing with your friends and your cohorts and all that, what it's really a matter of for now going forward is to start to make choices of parallels to be around people who are of like mind. So that's really the way that you're that it's the better way to handle it, because you're not going to change, nor do you need to, nor is it your place to necessarily change the point of view so that everybody's on the same page. It's a matter of stepping up into your own personal parallel reality where things are cohesive and that things are reflecting in your way. So you don't necessarily have to worry about fighting off evil, but choosing out of it and seeing. And, and as you observe the news and as you observe things that you don't prefer, sending light to that particular scenario. Sending light to those you know. And that's, I think, why light workers are being called sometimes now more so than before to watch the news, because as our awareness is going to resistance, but instead we start to send light to it, we start to even ask questions about it, like how can this be better, or how can this be resolved, or, you know, handing it over to our higher self and higher self, what's my message here?
I was waking up in the morning out of sending love and light to someone I was like, what? You know, who I only knew about because of the news. And I was like, why do I need to help her? But I was like on it with whoever else, you know, in dream time, you know. Wow.
Yeah, if you can do it without judgment, you're going to find that even though you may never see that person or know how their outcome, you'll see other things spike really positively in your own world. So I'm going to have to jump off because I'm seeing Sam say, you know, show's done. But thank you for calling in, man, with such a good question. Thanks for listening, too. Thank you. Okay, everybody, we have come to the end of yet another Aha Moments radio show. Again, if you'd like to be a part of our Light Leaders Academy and really get into the thick of this, watch your inbox. I'll be sending something out probably either tonight or tomorrow. So I hope that you'll join us, and we will see you back here next week, same time, same place, for another Aha Moments radio show. We will end with my motto, which is, you truly can have exactly what you want, absolutely deserve it too, and in this really, really new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.